I'm here today talking to Claire Richards and Sally Thompson about Audit Scotland's latest report, National Concessionary Travel. Claire, could you just tell us a bit about what this report's about?
Our report looks at the development and management of the National Concessionary Travel Scheme for older and disabled people. This scheme provides free local and national bus travel for all people aged 60 and above and for people with certain disabilities. In our report, we look at the planning and implementation of the scheme, how much it has cost, and whether it's made any difference.
And what have you found?
We found a number of things. Scotland's national scheme of free bus travel for older and disabled people is widely used. 1.1 million people hold a bus pass, which includes 80% of people aged 60 and above. However, research has been done which shows that the impact of the scheme is still unclear. There was only limited information about the cost of the scheme when Scottish Parliament considered its introduction. The scheme did start on time, but the bus systems were not in place to make sure that it was managed effectively. The full rollout of technology to support the scheme is expected to take 4.5 years longer than was originally planned and will be over 4 times the original budget. The costs of the scheme are significant. Last year it cost over £199 million. The costs are expected to rise, and this is at a time of severe pressure on public spending.
To turn to you, Sally, your report suggests that National Concessionary Travel was somewhat rushed out, and you've been quite critical about the planning and the implementation of the scheme. What was the hurry in rushing it out, and what were some of the issues with the planning and implementation?
The outline agreement between the Scottish Government and the bus companies was reached in October 2004, and this stated that the scheme would start in April 2006, and this was achieved. However, our examination did identify some weaknesses in the way that the NCT was introduced. These weaknesses are not unique to this scheme and need to be addressed in the development of all policies and initiatives.
Now, free bus travel is one of the areas of policy that several commentators have focused on when talking about the financial issues facing Scotland. Is national concessionary travel sustainable?
The National Concessionary Travel Scheme was supported by all political groups in Parliament on its introduction. However, public sector budgets are now under significant pressure. The Scottish Government recognises that in the longer term it will be difficult to sustain the scheme in its current form. However, it's up to the Scottish Government to determine how it allocates resources in future budgets.
Okay, well, just lastly, what do you want to see happen now?
Well, our report makes a number of recommendations, some of which are specific to the National Concessionary Travel Scheme and some of which are more general for the development of all future policies and initiatives. I'm going to talk through the recommendations that are specific to the National Concessionary Travel Scheme. So in terms of National Concessionary Travel, we would like to see the Scottish Government and Transport Scotland clarify the objectives of the scheme and develop performance measures which allow it to assess the impact against these objectives. At a time of budget constraints, we'd like to see the Scottish Government consider the impact of the scheme against its wider national priorities and strategic objectives.
We also make some wider recommendations. The Scottish Government needs to ensure that there's proper planning and delivery of all its policies and initiatives. These recommendations are similar to those we've already made in a number of other reports.
Sally and Claire, thank you very much.